What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Recently, I had the honor and privilege of speaking with Jennifer Garrett. She's worked for Fortune 50 companies, such as the Boeing Company and General Electric, where she earned General Electric Women's Hall of Fame Real Life Hero Award. She's worked for the federal government and currently serves as a judge advocate in the Army National Guard. Jennifer earned 7 college degrees while raising 5 children and has immersed herself in the service of others. Jennifer currently serves on the Board of Counselors for the University of Southern California Marshall's Master of Business for Veterans Program and is an advisory board member for Operation Teammate and the Professional Athletes Association. She serves veterans as they transition out of the military, athletes as they transition beyond the play of professional sports, and is currently working with Royal Fortune Films on an inspirational football film called Fourth and Goal, which is planned for release in 2019. In addition to helping her clients drive organizational efficiency, she's the author of the book, Move the Ball: How the Game of American Football Can Help You Achieve Your Life Goals. She has a passion for getting people out of their comfort zone to achieve their goals and realize their greatness. Jennifer, thank you for joining me on the Get Up Nation podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Will you share with Get Up Nation what created such an immense drive within you to create this litany of amazing accomplishments?
I've just always been a motivated, self-driven person and have always wanted to do so much in my own life, but also to just inspire others to really do whatever they feel is success as defined by them.
Why was it important for you, as with all of these goals that you've achieved and these professional accomplishments, why was it important for you to volunteer for military service?
I think it's important to give back to others, selfless service, and I've always had an interest and great respect for members of the military and people who have served before me, and I just wanted to join that wonderful group of folks that have given back so that others can pursue their dreams.
Now, you have a number of different expertise. You have 7 college degrees. Will you go into some of the ways that you serve others?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, in the workplace, I think that it's our duty to not only focus on the things that we have been chartered to do by our bosses, or if we are our own bosses, what, our goals are, but also to help others be successful. So, I believe every day in trying to help my teammates to be successful in whatever goals they may have, whether that be in the workplace or personal goals. And so that's a mission of mine to motivate people daily. I do post every morning these morning motivation nuggets of positivity, really trying to help people get a good head start on their day on a positive note. And just the way I conduct myself throughout the day, I hope that I can continue to support my teammates and my friends and colleagues as we all look to do great things every day.
Will you share with Get Up Nation the significance of the GE Women's Network Hall of Fame Real Life Hero Award?
Sure, yeah. That award is an award by the Women's Network that really looks at somebody that not only has a successful business career and does things in the workplace, but also just does things in the community to make an impact. And, through my National Guard military service, that's a proponent of, trying to make an impact on other people. And so, it was a fantastic honor to have won such a prestigious award.
Tell me about what led you to write the book, Move the Ball: How the Game of American Football Can Help You Achieve Your Life Goals.
Sure. I've always had a passion for writing. I've always had a passion for inspiring others, and I've always had a passion for football. I've loved it since I was a kid. And back in 2011, I was at an NFC North championship game between the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears. And while I was watching the game, I grew up in Chicago. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. While I was watching the game, this fourth quarter, the Bears were trailing the Packers, and they were trying to make a fourth quarter comeback. And it was fourth down, and they took a timeout. And at that moment, I started thinking about, well, what if that game was your life? And, it was fourth down. Do you go for it? What do you do? And that was the inspirational moment for my book. And since then, I took everything that I've learned from the game of football and put it in this book.
In your mind, what life circumstances are people in where your book brings them value? Who is it that needs to read your book to find the greatness within them?
Sure. So what this book does is it analogizes you to being the quarterback on your life's field. And this is really a book for anybody that's looking to overcome any obstacles or challenges to achieve a certain goal that they may have not yet been able to achieve. And so this book gives you a number of different strategies and tools to think about how you can implement, build your playbook, first of all, but then implement and execute that to be able to overcome a variety of different hurdles. We all have different obstacles and challenges we face, and these principles can be used in any of those situations to then get into the end zone and be successful.
People who want to learn more about your book, they can access the first two chapters and table of contents at your website, jenniferagarrett.com, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And then where can they purchase the book?
They can also get it on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Amazon has both the paperback as well as the Kindle version.
What are some of the things people are accomplishing after reading the book, and what's some of the feedback that you're getting from your readers?
Great question. Yes, so one of the things that I talk about in the book is really thinking about taking action yourself. So realizing your dream starts with you, I say. And so it's really getting people to think about what do they need to do in their lives to be able to achieve X. And so a lot of times we make excuses, or we say, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that because I've got my day job. I've got my kids. I've got all these other things competing for my time. And so a lot of the feedback I get is just this renewed focus on, if something is important to me, I'm going to make it a priority. And if I'm going to make it a priority, then I'm going to dedicate time in my day to take action towards achieving whatever that priority is.
I see. And clearly, you know what you're talking about. You have 7 college degrees. You've worked for these Fortune 50 companies. You have raised 5 children. In our world of information overload, does this help maintain a balance so that you can consistently produce results while still not being overwhelmed, or I guess sidelined is a term I could use?
One of the things, I give quite a number of talks across the country, and one of the things that's not really highlighted in my book as much, but I talk a lot about, is managing the game clock. And in our lives, it's more than just a 60-minute game, right? And we don't know how many minutes we're going to have on this earth. But what we can do is we can maximize every day that's given to us. I believe every day is a gift, and it's really up to us to prioritize that time according. So whether it's, you know, spending time with your loved ones or your children or doing things for your job, I mean, you control how you want to spend your day and being mindful on how you allocate that time.
So just a quick question. Do you practice meditation, or how do you stay mindful in your personal journey?
So, you know, I do take time every day just to pause and reflect and just meditate and breathe. And also, I think it really starts with when you wake up in the morning, the mindset that you have. And I try to stay positive every day. And, you know, some days are bad days. You don't start the day off on a good note. But what I tell people is you can ultimately control how that day is going to end up. So even if it starts on a bad note, don't let that overcome the rest of the day. So have that mindfulness to take control of the day and say, okay, this happened, and I'm going to move past it. I'm not going to let it just eat up the day. Because I don't know if you've seen, there's all kinds of postings about that out there about how you can earn back money, but you currently can't earn back time. And so time is a precious thing that we have. And so just, you know, don't waste it on negativity and negative emotions, and try to keep that positive lens as much as you can.
Why are you so passionate about helping others find their greatness? Was it someone who impacted you in a significant way? Was it discovering something within yourself that led you to want to share your insights and perspective? What created that drive to serve within you?
I've always had just an interest in being able to help other people, but I've been very fortunate that people have helped me a lot in my professional career, my personal journey. And so, you know, it just motivates me to continue to be able to help others like they did for me. One thing that I talk a lot about is success is not only measured by what you accomplish in your life, but it's what you inspire other people to do as well. And I think that all of us should be, you know, taking steps and doing things that can help support other people to make this world a better place.
Will you share an example of how you've served another person to find their greatness, and how that experience impacted not only them, but you as their coach and their guide?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I come across a lot of people that reach out to me on LinkedIn or just email me or message me on different social media channels wanting to talk about their situation and the struggles they face, and just talking through that and listening and helping them identify ways that they continue to move forward, or even think of opportunities, or maybe create opportunities, put people in touch with folks in my network. It's just great. And then, you know, hearing people come back afterwards saying, hey, you know, I really appreciate talking with you and working through this. And because of that, I was able to achieve my goal of X. I mean, it's just the most amazing feeling to know that you played a part in someone else being able to accomplish something that was important to them.
You not only help veterans transition out of military service, but you also help athletes as they transition out of playing professional sports into, as you put it, being all-star players in life after football. In my discussions with professional athletes and veterans, I've found there are many parallels between these two processes of transition. Will you share some of your work and how you're helping others make significant personal and professional transitions?
Sure, yeah. So at first, it really starts about identity and figuring out who am I as an individual after my military service ended or my professional athletic career has come to an end. And so we work through really finding their why, finding their purpose, finding what interests and excites them, and also looking at what transferable skills do they have from their prior experience that they can then take into a role that they would find interesting. So that's the first part, is really spending time figuring out who they are and what skills they have to bring to the table, and then looking at, are there any gaps to that? And if there are gaps, meaning is there something that you want to do that you may have a few shortfalls that you need to either take classes or gain experience in? So what is your playbook going to look like to be able to get those experiences and those competencies? And then figuring out, how do we position you to network, to put together a good resume, to find career opportunities? Managing your personal brand is another thing that we talk a lot about. And it's just great to see these individuals kind of find themselves in, you know, regular civilian life after they've had their great careers, whether it's in the military service or playing on the football field.
We talked a little bit about this earlier, but you consistently share posts of morning motivation for those who follow you. You describe them as daily nuggets of positivity. Will you share what led you to this practice and how it's helping others?
Sure, yeah. Last year, I really thought about, what else could I do to make an impact every day? You know, something simple. It takes me just a few minutes to write something each morning. And, you know, I've gotten quite a bit of feedback from people how it's just really made a difference for some people. Some people need it more than others, but it's just great to hear that feedback from people, because, you know, I put it out there hoping that it makes a difference in people's days. And so it's very rewarding to know that it's doing that.
Tell me about this film, Fourth and Goal. You're working on it with Royal Fortune Films. Its planned release is in 2019. What can Get Up Nation listeners expect from the film?
Yeah, so this film is a motivational film. It's about a kid that plays football that decides not to go into the draft and stay with his college football team to take them to a national championship. There's some tragedy that strikes. The movie takes you going through just how he overcomes that adversity. And it's a great storyline. Randy Roberts is the producer of the film. Love working with Randy, and I think it's going to be a great film. We've got a number of Dallas Cowboys, both current and former, that are advisors and will be featured in the film, among other individuals. So I think it's going to be a great movie. So look out for it next year.
Touching on that topic, obviously Get Up Nation is all about resilience and developing personal and societal resilience. What are things that you've experienced, adversity that you've faced, that you've overcome, and is there any approach that you take when bad news hits?
Sure, yeah, I'll share an example from a couple of years ago. My father passed away unexpectedly, and 2 months after that, I was laid off from my job. The company I was working for was just downsizing, and I was impacted by that. And for anybody that's been through, you know, death of a loved one or losing their job, those are both very unpleasant experiences to have to go through, and having to go through that in about a period of 2.5 months was not pleasant. And couple things. One, when you have these negative or unpleasant experiences, you do need to take time to process through those negative emotions. But what you don't want to do is remain stuck in that negative. So you want to leverage your support structure and the people so that you can vent these emotions, grieve, whatever you need to go through. You do that, and then you figure out, okay, now how am I going to keep moving forward? And it's okay to have those negative feelings. It's okay to take time out from your life to deal with that stuff. You just take what you need
and then you keep moving forward.
Always on the show with six questions to help my listeners understand the why within my phenomenal guests. Are you willing to run through these six quick questions with me?
Of course.
All right. Who are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for my mother. My mother has just a tremendous work ethic, first generation in the United States back in the 60s. So this is before the internet, you know, and just coming to a new country across the Pacific to start a career. And she's just worked tremendously hard over her entire life, and she's been a true inspiration to me.
And then now that we've covered who you're thankful for, what are you thankful for today?
You know, I'm thankful for every day that I get to live. I do believe that every day is a gift and an opportunity for you to make a difference in this world. And so, you know, I tell people it's all about leaving a legacy and what is it that you want to leave in this world when you're gone. And so every day I try to maximize the opportunities I've been given to do just that.
How do you fuel the fire within you?
I believe that if you really do something that you love, your passion is your alarm clock. You're just driven by that purpose. And so I love what I'm doing. I love being able to inspire and motivate other people. And so it keeps me going every day. I wake up excited.
What's one thing that adversity has taught you to value?
One thing adversity has taught me to value is to really appreciate the support structure that you have and the people that are going to be there with you through thick and thin and help you overcome the challenges you may have in your life.
What are you doing today you never thought you could?
You know, I never thought that if, you know, 25 years ago, someone were to tell me to be working with NFL athletes and talking about how football can help people be successful, I would have thought, oh, that's great, but I never would have thought in reality. And so it's really neat to see my own transformation from, you know, a Fortune 50 career to doing more motivational, inspirational stuff.
And then what will you do tomorrow that you never thought you could?
So I believe that you should always put yourself out there and take risks. And we hear that from all these great successful leaders, right? Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to take big risks. And so I'm all about putting yourself out there and seeing where it goes. And I do believe that everything in our lives happens for a purpose, even if the outcome isn't what we want it to be. I do think that there's a reason for that, and you're going to figure out what that reason is for that experience and then figure out where you go from there. So for me, it's all about, you know, continuing to take risks, put myself out there, connect with people, and kind of see what the journey takes me.
How can people learn more about you and your work?
You can go to my website, www.jenniferagarrett.com, and you can also see all my social channels there. So if you want to follow or like the pages, you can always see the things that I'm involved in. And please, my email and my phone number is there. So if you ever want to reach out and talk or have a question, I'm available. I'm a resource for all of you.
Thank you, Jennifer, so much for taking time to share your journey with Get Up Nation.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer, for taking time out to share your journey with Get Up Nation. As America follows their favorite Major League Baseball teams into the playoffs and their favorite National Football League teams through the preseason, it reminds us of the team we have around us in our lives, how precious the gift of time is, and how living a life of service is one that presents unparalleled satisfaction and rewards that transcend our adversity. They lift us out of darkness so we can run, proud and strong, into daylight. If you love football and are approaching a personal or professional transition, reach out to Jennifer Garrett and consider picking up a copy of her book, Move the Ball, How the Game of American Football Can Help You Achieve Your Life Goals. Keep going, Get Up Nation. It ain't over yet.